If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Leans to the right politically. And because his back hurts, the regular Joe Show.
Welcome back, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, wrapping it up on this Thursday. Going to get to Wayne in just 1 second. I just two quick sound bites. Miles Taylor on Cuomo Primetime. He is anonymous, right? The one that wrote the New York Times, I lead the Trump counterinsurgency, whatever that stupid article was. He should have been fired, but whatever. He was chief of staff to Kirstjen Nielsen when she was head of Department of Homeland Security. Cut 18. Here's his proof why Miley was doing the right thing.
Another episode among many that I witnessed that was very similar to this Milley incident. We'd been having conversations about North Korea, and we're very worried that the president's bellicose rhetoric was going to lead to an unintentional war with North Korea. I can remember walking out of the Situation Room in a meeting, and Secretary Jim Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, turned to me and the Secretary of Homeland Security and said, if you all aren't preparing the homeland for war, you're not doing your jobs. And he...
Okay, so first of all, I'm not a Mattis fan, but if he says to the Department of Homeland Security, you should be prepared for war, you would think that would make sense, because, I mean, the Homeland Security. But this is the thing. They're in a meeting about North Korea, and they were worried about an unintentional war because of his bellicose rhetoric. Wow, he gets like 50 cents for that one. So give me some meat, man. Where's the bellicose rhetoric that all of a sudden that, you know, Kim Jong-un was going to launch missiles that can't get past, you know, a river? But either way, oh, so you were worried. That doesn't justify Jack. That just means you were obviously not getting what was going on. Was there really a thought in people's mind that Trump was going to launch a war with North Korea? You know, the funny part that he leaves out of this, by the way, CNN, MSNBC, when they were on the whole Russia collusion thing, they also glommed on. Remember they say, well, look, he's awfully tight with North Korea. Now, I told you, the Mattis warning, no big deal to me, right? Doesn't mean a lot. Well, here's how Anonymous took it. Cut number 19.
And he was saying, we just didn't know where the situation was going to go because the president was spiraling. Oh, that's deeply spiraling. Disturbing. But again, I think that reinforces what Milley saw firsthand.
No, what it reinforces is that there is a shadow effort to undermine the sitting president of the United States because you didn't like him because the orange man was bad and he had tweets that made us feel very uncomfortable. I had to cross my legs 3 times in the meeting. It just made me felt like I was going to have to go to the bathroom or something. It was terrible. What? That this guy gets put on any television right now. Anyway, I can't say. I'll keep it PG-13. 888-455-1360. Wayne and Whitelaw, you have the distinct honor of being the final call today. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. We got about a minute and a half. What do you got for me?
Okay, I won't be long. We did a Google search last year, and we just did it about 20 minutes ago. The profitability rate at a hospital, what they need to be profitable, is 85%.
Yes.
That is what they're hoping to obtain all the time. They're at 88%. Ooh, we got 2 beds left. What a bunch of lying creeps these people are.
Well, and you know, it's funny, Wayne, I had talked about this, and I remember, I think you and I talked about it on the air once, and I had talked about this, exactly that. When you look at profitability, they have to have about 85% capacity. Last year, I think they were at like 87, and they were, you know, sounding the alarms, except for the fact that's actually how they make money, is to be there. Right now, there's some, I think, again, it's an average. You look individually, you might have some at 91 and 92%, But at the same token, this is what hospitals are for, right? That's where sick people go. So it's kind of a, and not only that, by the way, I appreciate the call, Wayne. Absolutely. You are correct. And the other part of this is nobody, they don't want to admit that the real problem is they just don't have enough people. So the perfect answer to that would be, let's fire the ones we have. It's absurdity. It is the age of absurdity. By the way, this song goes out to a merry band of regular that emailed me and said, love all the songs, but when are you going to play Darlin'? Well, here it is just for you. Remember, until tomorrow, three most powerful words to live by. Live life boldly.
Joe Radio Show. There are